July 14, page 209. The 10 virgins represent the church. And at midnight there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him." Matthew 25:6. Christ with his disciples is seated upon the Mount of Olives. The sun has set behind the mountains, and the heavens are curtained with the shades of evening. In full view is a dwelling house lighted up brilliantly as if for some festive scene. The light streams from the openings, and an expectant company wait around, indicating that a marriage procession is soon to appear. In many parts of the East, wedding festivities are held in the evening. The bridegroom goes forth to meet his bride and bring her to his home. By torchlight, the bridal party proceed from her father's house to his own, where a feast is provided for the invited guest. In the scene upon which Christ looks, a company are waiting the appearance of the bridal party, intending to join the procession. Lingering near the bride's house are 10 young women robed in white. Each carries a lighted lamp and a small flagon for oil. All are anxiously watching for the appearance of the bridegroom, but there is a delay. Hour after hour passes, the watchers become weary and fall asleep. At midnight, the cry is heard, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him." The sleepers, suddenly awaking, spring to their feet. They see the procession moving on, bright with torches and glad with music. They hear the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride. The 10 maidens seize their lamps and begin to trim them in haste to go forth, but 5 have neglected to fill their flasks with oil. They did not anticipate so long a delay, and they have not prepared for the emergency. In distress, they appeal to their wiser companions, saying, "Give us of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the waiting 5, with their freshly trimmed lamps, have emptied their flagons. They have no oil to spare, and they answer, "Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves." While they went to buy, the procession moved on and left them behind. The 5 with lighted lamps joined the throng and entered the house with the bridal train, and the door was shut. When the foolish virgins reached the banqueting hall, they received an unexpected denial. As Christ sat looking upon the party that waited for the bridegroom, he told his disciples the story of the 10 virgins, by their experience illustrating the experience of the church that shall live just before his second coming. Christ's Object Lessons, page 405 and 406.